In this episode today, I talk about the big question that I got in the live cleaning Zoom. Are you going to start a mentorship? And so, ready? Drum roll, please. You'll have to find out by listening to the episode. So I talk about where that question came from and talk about my experience with mentorship. Talk about how I got started in business through mentorship and how it has impacted me throughout the years and how it still impacts my life today. And I'm somebody who's a huge believer in mentorship. And I explain my views on whether Katie and I are going to start a mentorship right now. So if you're excited to hear those thoughts, well, I drop them in this episode. So without further ado, again, if you like what you're hearing, please like this podcast, give it a 5-star rating, share it with the homies, and look forward to seeing you at the episode. Welcome to the Everything Goes My Way podcast with your host, Logan Manzanettis. So the other night we were doing our Zoom call on the cleaning business, on how we started it, and we were able to do $50,000 a month in recurring revenue in less than 2 years. And we got through the presentation where I walked through the 5 business standards we used to pick the business. I even did a little bonus on the four step launch sequence, as well as how do we actually launch a business. And we got through all that, and then we went into the Q&A section. And so, you know, there was lots of questions specifically about the cleaning business. And then as we were getting ready to wrap up, there was like a flood of questions of people asking us, Logan, Katie, when are you guys starting your mentorship? And it was funny because I answered it like without hesitation, because I felt in my bones was, we are not starting a mentorship anytime soon. And the biggest reason why is because, like, by us starting a mentorship, it wouldn't solve a need that's not currently in the marketplace. Like, we're actually part of a cleaning mentorship that we're getting lots of value from. There's other cleaning mentorships out there. And at this moment, like, I actually don't believe that we have enough differentiation that we can sell a better product than anybody else out there. So why the heck would we start something when somebody else has already laid the groundwork to do it? And so, like, that's like, when I look at business in general, whether it's a mentorship, whether it's a cleaning business, whether it's a fitness business, whether it's a real estate business, like, what problem does it solve in the current marketplace? And when I started my first business in 2013, it was done out of a problem. I was a one-on-one personal trainer at a big box gym. And at the time, so I was 2013, like, CrossFit gyms were the only thing else out there as an alternative to, like, the big box gyms. There was no such thing as semi-private gyms. There was no such thing as strength training gyms in my local market. And so when I was getting harassed, and I say that not even jokingly, I was getting harassed by the other trainers who I worked with, by the owner of the gym I worked for, about the way I was not only myself lifting, but how I was coaching my clients to lift, you know, doing things like deadlifts, doing things like cleans. I started to, like, look at what are the other options I have. And my clients, you know, also it interfered with their experience. And I was like, you know what? It would be cool if we could just have a place where we could turn the music up loud. We could drop heavy weights. We could have chalk in the gym without getting looked at like we were drug dealers. We had to hide them. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to start looking around for another gym I can go work for, and I'll bring my clients with me. Well, I looked around, and outside of a CrossFit gym, there was no other gyms out there. So I was like, dang it, Logan. I guess you got to do what nobody else has done before, which is start an actual strength training gym. And so when I started my gym, Big Sky Barbell, that is why it was created. It was to solve that problem in the marketplace, that there was no other strength training gym that our clients could come to with bumper plates. We could drop weights and have chalk, and it could be like a fun environment and be like a community and a teamwork type place. And so anytime I look at starting a business, I'm like, what problem does this actually solve? And so while I am a huge advocate of mentorship, huge advocate, in fact, how I got started in the fitness industry was through mentorship. And I was sitting there my very last semester of college, I ended up graduating with an exercise science degree. But all my buddies and all my classmates, they were planning on going to PT school. And I was sitting there like, dang, my grades aren't even close enough to getting into PT school. So what the hell am I going to do? And I started looking, then as I started chatting with my classmates who had graduated the semester before and the year before, like none of them were in the fitness industry. And I was like, I did not spend the last 5 years of my life and this much money to not get a job in the fitness industry. And so I reached out to every single personal trainer in my town and asked them if I could just shadow them and work for them for free. Because my mindset, I was like, I need to get my foot inside the door. Previously, I had been rejected by every single gym that I had applied for to work as like front desk positions, as like cleaning positions. Like for some reason, I was unemployable. And so my last ditch effort was, can I just work for free? And one of those personal trainers ended up getting back to me. And lo and behold, he was not just a personal trainer at that big box gym where I eventually got the job at, but he was also a strength and conditioning coach for the local high school where he coached the football team, he coached the basketball team, the track team, and then even like worked with the junior high kids. And so I remember shadowing him. And within the first week, I had learned more about the fitness industry than I had known in my previous 5 years of college. And it was through that internship, I ended up working for him for 6 months, absolutely free. And it was the greatest thing that I ever did because not only did he teach me about the fitness industry, but by his connection, he actually got me a job in the fitness industry as a front desk position, actually. And then from that front desk position, I ended up getting a personal training job right next to him about 6 months later. And so I am somebody who, like, I got into business through mentorship. I'm a huge advocate of mentorship, but also believe that a lot of times when people start their own mentorship or they start their own coaching program, it's actually done out of ego. It's done out of to try to solve their own needs rather than solving the actual client's needs or the person who they're trying to serve. And I saw this so much when I became a gym lord. So one of the first big mentorships that I paid for and then I joined was Alex Hormozi's Gym Launch Program. And so I joined that program, was able to have a lot of success. If you guys haven't heard my story before, like I tell that in previous podcasts, but I was able to have a lot of success and I essentially became the poster boy for Gym Launch because I ended up making this testimonial for Alex on how much it just like impacted my life and how much I appreciated him and like how well the program worked. And for me, I had been doing $5,000 a month for the previous 3 years. And then with his program, my very first month, I was able to do $50,000 a month. And then he gave me another funnel that I did another $50,000 a month. And we were able to consistently, you know, do $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a month in reoccurring revenue, which is even cooler than just getting those one-time pops. And I became the poster boy. And so anytime anybody came into Gym Launch, they always said, you know what? I saw your testimonial. I saw your ad. You know, you're the reason why I got into Gym Launch. And it was great, right? I love being having a piece of someone else's story and helping inspire them and to show them like this thing actually worked. I ended up actually working for Alex, and so the way that the mentorship was set up is that it was an information product, but every single day we had this thing called the daily call where Alex would get on. It was noon Mountain Standard Time, and for noon to one. We would answer questions, right? And it started out very, very simple as like, give me your numbers, right? Like, how many leads did you get? How many of them showed? And then how many did you sell, right? Those were the basic numbers that we talked about every single day. And then from there, it turned into like, you know, lots of other questions, you know, like, oh, what about the meal plan? When a person says, you know, I can't eat that much protein, like what happens, right? But anyway, so Alex did those daily calls Monday through Friday every single day. And when he was, you know, when obviously their business, Gym Launch, was scaling super, super fast. And when they were looking for somebody to replace him on the daily calls, they needed somebody who had product knowledge, somebody that he trusted, and someone who actually gave a shit about the clients. And I was very fortunate to be in the right place at the right time. And I ended up being the first person to take over those daily calls from Alex. And so in the beginning, it was, you know, me on the daily calls with Alex. And then eventually it was, you know, me doing Tuesdays and Thursdays, and he would do Monday, Wednesday, Fridays. And eventually it was just me Monday through Friday. And then I did that for a long period of time. And then another gym owner named Kale Owen, he came in and we did the daily calls together for a long time. And ironically enough, like Kale Owen is now the CEO of Gym Launch. Like he is the one who runs Gym Launch. And so that was the path he took, and I decided not to go down that path. I just like, I have this entrepreneurial spirit inside me that, as much as like, I adore Alex and Layla so freaking much, and I would do anything for them. I just know that I had bigger dreams, that I needed to fulfill inside my own business. And so I decided to not go that path. And you know, stay inside the entrepreneurship game. And, yeah. And so mentorship to me though is so powerful. And, you know, the whole reason that I was able to even share my experience with the cleaning business, you know, a totally different business than the fitness business, and how we were able to take that cleaning business to over $50,000 a month was a combination of what I learned from Alex, but also I got a different mentor in a different game, which was Chris Krohn. And so through Chris Krohn's training, he actually was the one who taught me those five business standards, which I have done in a previous podcast. So if you haven't gone and listened to that podcast, I highly recommend it. But he basically taught me the five business standards that he looks at before he even starts a business. And so while I started my fitness business based out of this problem that I had, as I looked at these five business standards that Chris taught me, I would have never started the fitness business based on that, because really it solved one big problem, but there's a lot of other problems that are a lot of other standards that it violated tremendously. And so with that information though, we were able to start this cleaning business, which Katie and I had, we had obviously zero clients, but we had zero cleaning experience. Like, I talked about this in the Zoom that we did, is like, there's like a 4-step launch sequence. And the very first step is actually to experiment. And so Katie actually had to go through and experiment with cleaning, and she had to learn how to clean, and she had to seek out information and basically develop SOPs of how to actually clean without knowing how to clean. And so that's literally how this whole business started. And so I am like so freaking grateful for mentors out there. I could talk for days about all the people who I would consider mentors in my life, people who I have paid money to, people who have mentored me for free, people who I have never even met, who I consider mentors, who I've just got down on their books or got down on their courses or their content, albeit on YouTube or courses that you buy off the internet, or like against like some of the older school guys, CDs and thumbnails. I am just so grateful for mentors, because the closer I get to these mentors, I realize that like they don't do it because they have to do it. Like the truly great mentors, they don't do it because of the money. And a lot of them already have successful businesses, or they already made their money in other areas. Not all, but some. And so they do it because it fulfills them, because they enjoy that feeling when they see somebody else who makes their first sale, or who makes their first $100,000, or makes their first $1 million, or makes their first $10 million. Like they remember what it felt like for them to do it. And so it's their way of giving back. And it's really cool, because I never really understood that. I was like, why would these guys who are so damn successful, if they're so damn successful, why are they charging me $25,000 to join their mentorship? And what I realized is that there was two parts of that. Number one, is that there had to be something that got them excited, right? And what got them excited was actually being able to help somebody and be able to serve somebody at a high level and help them grow. And so I was like, well, why don't they just do it for free? And what I realized, again, from running a business, is that people don't value free. And so they don't act. Even if they could have the best information on the planet, like this information could change their freaking lives. But if they're not committed to acting on that information, then they're not going to do anything with it. And so that is really the value in high price mentorships, is that when you pay $25,000 or $5,000 or $100,000 for a mentorship, what are the likelihood of you not acting on it? And so that is really the value that they provide, is by giving you not only just the vehicle, but they give you the reason to act. they give you the commitment, because your creativity and what you're willing to do to get to your goals or to solve the problem is based on your commitment. And when you spend $100,000 on something, your commitment is a little bit higher than if you've done something for free. And that's why I'm just like, I love the people who we have given money to, people who have mentored us for free, the people who we have who we have worked for them and gotten paid to get mentorship. Like, that's one of my favorite ways to get mentorship. And so Katie calls our mentors, now she calls them our friend-tors, because we've hung around in the we obviously paid to get in the room. That's number one thing we did. And the second thing we did is we provided value. And I think so many times people think of like providing value as that they need to provide value to the king on the throne. But the king on the throne, they get more value from when you provide value to their community. You provide value to the people that are in their network. And all of a sudden you become like, you show up in a higher level to them when you're able to provide value to the masses rather than just to them. And so that's a big takeaway that I've learned also from being in many different mentorships. And the third thing is just being consistent enough for them to actually just see that you're somebody who they can trust. And those are literally, that's my formula to how to build a relationship with anyone, whether they're somebody who is so much more successful than you, maybe it's a peer, or it's even somebody who you are going to mentor as well, is you got to be able to get in the room. Again, there's lots of different ways to do that. You could pay for the mentorship. You could work for free. You could work for them. Those are three great ways to actually get in the room. And the second thing is provide value to their community, right? Like, get out there and do things for the community. There's lots of things you could do. You could do Zooms. You could help them with their sales scripts. You could help them close deals. Again, there's so many different ways that you can help provide value to the people in the community. And the third thing is just be consistent long enough that eventually people start to trust you. And ultimately, like, that's one of the most easy things that people can do, but it's the basics. And people just think it's so simple that they're not willing to be consistent. Consistency builds trust. And so those are the best ways to turn your mentors into friend-tors. So hopefully you got some value from this. And, you know, to expand back on that original question, right now, I don't believe that we have enough different information. We don't have the experiences. We don't have the knowledge to create a cleaning business mentorship that is better than anything else out there. Now, do I think that the cleaning business mentorships that we're part of, do I think that they are the best and that there's not room for improvement? Absolutely not. And so while I say that right now is not the right time, Katie and I talked about this. Like, we do have visions that if we get into a situation where we have superior knowledge, we have a superior product, we have superior information that is better than everybody else out there, it becomes our duty to create a mentorship. It becomes our duty to be able to share this information with others because it can truly transform their lives. And so until that moment happens, you know, we're not going to do a mentorship. And, you know, I think it's something that is really a core belief of mine that, like, unless the business solves a problem that is not already solved by somebody else, then why would I already solve that problem? And so when people ask me, I'm like, I'm referring them to the mentorship that we're part of. It's like, just join our mentorship. So anyway, those are my thoughts on business solving a problem and also mentorship as well. So again, if you like this and got some value from it, like, let me know. Like, write a comment in the comments of this podcast, rate this podcast, give it a 5-star review, share it with somebody who needs to hear this. Maybe somebody who's like trying to start a mentorship and you're like, man, you shouldn't start a mentorship yet. Or maybe somebody who's like who should start a mentorship, who's like, you have all this information, you should share it with the world. Those are like both sides of the coin. Let them listen to this podcast and let me know what you think. So until next time.